Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this hadith is about the blessed land of Karbala. As you know, Karbala is the place where Imam Hussein is buried, him and his companions. And it's the place where the Battle of Karbala on the day of Ashura took place. We are in the month of Muharram, and this is a very sacred and solemn month. And it behooves us to take part in the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, as well as to remember him, his message. And part of that is kind of understanding, the importance of the place actually where he's buried. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alludes to the virtue of that land, the land of Karbala. He says that my son Hussein, alayhi salam, will be buried in a land known as Karbala, which is called Karbala. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that land is a special and distinguished place which has always been the center of Islam, or the capital of Islam. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicates an instance that can help and that alludes to this fact and can affirm this fact for us. He says that the believers in the Prophet Noah alayhi salam, they were saved with Noah from the storm and the flood which flooded the area they were in at that very place in the land of Karbala. Right? So this is one of the virtues of that place. Right? It's a very blessed place. This is why the actual dust and the dirt from that place, it has magical healing powers. It has the ability to even heal. You know, and it's prohibited according to Islamic jurisprudence to eat dust or dirt, except in the case, and the exception to this case is the dust from the land of Karbala, if it's done with the intent of asking God for shifa and for a cure from illness, right? So these are some of the virtues of that holy land. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of the land of Karbala in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآل محمد.